Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Yes, that's right. I'm not a financial advisor. I'm an anti-financial advisor. Hey, I'm welcoming you out to the show today. It's because this show is for you and about you. Those of you that work so hard for your money and you're sick and tired of it and you're ready for your money to start working harder for you right now. You want that freedom, that cash flow, that prosperity today, not 30 or 40 years from now if the market just happens to smile on you the right way, but right now. So you can have that freedom to be with those that you love, to do what you love right away. And you work because you want to, not because you have to, right? You do everything by choice because you have that freedom. And on top of that, you're not just here for your own comfort and convenience, but you know that as you become more free, you become more liberated financially, you can bless the lives of more and more people around you. You can create a ripple effect. And that is what we do here as Ripplers today. And I appreciate allowing me to create a ripple effect through you by allowing me to teach you guys, because this is what fires me up. This is what makes me love life. And you guys are such a big part of it. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for sharing this with others as well. Especially if you're like, I don't know if I can always teach this stuff, but I know I can at least get them to listen to the show, and that's easier, right? So I appreciate that. I appreciate you guys that are binging on it and trying to listen to all these 300 plus episodes. So you guys are awesome. Hey, as a reminder, you can always check out our website, www.moneyripples.com. You can see blogs on there. You can get the ebook, Beyond Rice and Beans. There's all kinds of stuff there today. So go check it out. Hey, quick shout out to today's sponsor, the Garmax Group, a privately held debt fund that specializes in the alternative investment space. Garmax will borrow cash or self-directed IRA capital from private investors on above-market fixed-rate promissory notes, which provide repeatable monthly interest payments to its lenders. In other words, great returns paid out monthly. Garmax is a private and closely held diversified investment company managed by Kurt Kuffner with investment project experience in real estate, oil and gas, private commercial specialty loans, non-performing paper and collections, and a startup funding division that focuses on late-stage startups. Great company. You can learn more about Garmax or set up a time to talk to Kurt by visiting their site, garmaxgroup.com, and complete the Contact Us section at the bottom of their site. Again, that's Garmax, not CarMax, the used car company, but Garmax with a G, G-A-R-M-A-X group.com. Check them out. So today I've been saving this episode for a while. I think I've probably had this on my list for about 6 months. And I was going to do it earlier. And then I thought, you know what? I'll wait till we get into January. I'll wait till we get to the new year. And then I think I'll produce it then. Because I'll tell you, with all the experience that I've had over the years, both with myself, you know, or as someone who's been able to, you know, not just, you know, create money, right? But be able to, become financially independent twice, right? Once in 2006. And then with the recession, became an upside down millionaire. I went over $1 million in debt with all the recession and crap that I went through then, but then was able to dig back out of that and was able to do it again 3 years ago, back in 2016. And that was awesome. But I'll tell you, over the years, one thing I've noticed that's an accelerant that can actually help you hit your financial goals faster, it's not a strategy. It has nothing to do with what kind of investment you're doing. Now, granted, investments can help, right? Especially when you got the right ones. But the one thing that's interesting, as I've worked with in my own life, my own experience, plus hundreds and hundreds of clients that I've worked with, the one thing I've noticed that will speed up yourself up to getting to your goal is one, actually having one, but two, is knowing what's next. And what I find is that I believe a lot of people are sabotaging their freedom unknowingly. You know, unconsciously, you're sabotaging your own freedom. Now, you may not think you are, but if you don't have a really clear picture, or at least a good idea of what you want to do next after you hit financial freedom, it won't matter. And it reminded me of the question I was asked back in 2006. They said, Chris, if money were no issue in your life, what would you do with your time? And I remember I gave this, the typical stereotypical response of, travel more, spend time with family, the kind of thing that everybody tells me, right? But they said, yeah, but that's great, Chris. What about the other 40 weeks out of the year? What are you going to do then? And I'm like, wow, I never thought about that. Like, I'd never considered, and I was 28 at the time. I'd never considered, what would I do if I didn't have to work anymore? You know, we talk about getting to a place where you work because you want to, not because you have to. And I'll tell you, the one thing that slows people down subconsciously is that because they don't know what they would do, it's almost a scary thing. They almost sabotage their own results. And again, it's not consciously usually. It's usually something that just happens subconsciously in your mind, is that you somehow will trip yourself up. You'll keep yourself in the rat race longer. And that shouldn't be the case, guys. There is no reason to stay in the rat race longer. It's better to keep working your job than it is to just, you know, try to destroy your money, right? And I'm not saying you guys would do that. All of you would do that, but some of you would. And so, you know, when I got to that place, because I did get to a place where I'm like, wait a minute, there's enough income streams coming in. I'm only working a few hours a week. I can take care of my family off this. This is awesome. And it never occurred to me, because my mindset went from the growth mindset, right? Of you got to grow those mutual funds slowly over time as it's going like this, up and down, you know, through the market waves and everything else. But then I realized, shoot, you know, like now I'm actually there, because I was all about an income focused, passive income and residual income and things like that. Then I was like, well, now what? And because I didn't know that answer, like I gave him an answer. I said to him, I said, all right, well, maybe I would teach ballroom dancing, right? That's what I would do in retirement. But the truth is, I'm like, well, all right, well, what next? And so I kept working, which was good. I mean, I think it was really good that I didn't just get comfortable. You know, I did keep working, but the cool thing is that now all the money I was making, you know, working, like I was doing stock coaching at the time, right? That was my active income I was doing at that time. You know, I was like, okay, that's an extra $6,000 a month that I'm just throwing into savings or whatever I want to put it into. And so that's what I did. And that was awesome. That was so cool. It was so cool to have low expenses, great, you know, residual income, but also the active income that went with it too. By the way, my expenses were only like $3,500 a month or so at that time. So it wasn't hard. Even after I bought the Mercedes, it was still like $4,500 a month. So it was really easy to survive just fine. I was loving it. But I'll tell you, like, I didn't know what was next. And I remember I was searching, right? Like, I remember that fall, you know, it was the summer of 2006 that I realized I'm out of the rat race. And then in the fall, I was like, well, what's next? And so I was starting to kind of teach people on the side about money stuff, right? But again, I vowed never to be a financial advisor. So that was kind of off the table in my mind a little bit. And I was looking at dance studios or places I could buy that could turn into a dance studio. So I had this dream. I'm like, what do I do this here? And I looked at a movie theater, an old movie theater, or even like a play theater. I was going to convert that, but that was way too much work. So I bailed out of that one because it was run down. I looked at another building, and I was actually about to sign. And then something told me, don't do it. And one thing I've learned is that if you hear those strong impressions of to do or do not do something, follow it. Follow your gut, right? Follow that whisper, that still small voice. And so I did. And I didn't, you know, I didn't sign at that time. I was still lost. Eventually, though, it got to the point where I was going to start teaching. I partnered up with a guy named Garrett Gunderson and a few other people, and we created this company called Freedom Fast Track. That now that company's called Wealth Factory. You know, we created the company together, and that was kind of like my next. Like that was the thing I really felt called to do at that moment. And that's an interesting thing is that, you know, I had a passion for ballroom dancing. I still did some teaching and things like that. Did some dinner dance events. I actually had a company called Le Majestique that was basically a catered dinner and dance business. But eventually, you know, the passion, as I started to hone in on that, was really around teaching and helping people out, because I knew there's plenty of dance instructors out there, but there weren't many people teaching the things that I was teaching. And so I stuck with that. And I'll tell you, like, when I knew what I wanted to do after retirement, I remember when I was asked that question, if money were no issue, what would you spend your time doing? That was April of 06. It was by June I realized I could probably retire. You know, I could just work these few hours a week with these streams of income and I'd be good. And that was cool. I really truly believe I got there faster because I became clear. I wasn't just given the same old, well, I spend more time with family and travel. When I got really clear, and especially when there's a mission behind it, something bigger, again, about creating that ripple effect, right? Like something that could actually bless people's lives. That is when it got cool. Now, you guys could be totally different. It might be like when we're looking at investments, right? Maybe you're looking to create passive income. I'll tell a lot of my clients to say, hey, yeah, there's lots of investments that can get you there. But the thing we really want to know is what kind of investments would you love regardless of the money? Now, granted, you want to make money with it. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense. But what's something that you actually would enjoy doing that if you said, cool, I don't have to work anymore, but you had these investments, you would still enjoy them, you know, versus feeling like you bought yourself another job, right? You know, where you're like, oh, I can't even stand these investments, or this investment worries me. I have stress. I have scarcity and fear that I might lose money. That is the worst investment you could be doing, right? You want to be in a place where it feels good. It's something that you actually enjoy, have something in your interest in, because when you're interested in it, you'll get better at it. And when you get better at it, you'll keep increasing your wealth and doing those things. So really look for those areas. But you know, for some of you, it may have nothing to do with money. It might just be you want to go and you know, coach a baseball team. You know, I had a client where that was his next. And in fact, it became his current next. He even did it before he reached financial freedom. I remember he came to me because, you know, him and his wife were saying, hey, how can we make money doing what we love, right? And his thing was he loved coaching teenage boys in baseball, right? And he would do City League every summer. And it fired him up. He was so happy about life. And likely he had a job that allowed him to take some time off and do stuff like that. They were very accommodating for his schedule. Well, you know, we kept talking about over and over, like, how do we get him out of his job and do this full time? How do we make money at this? You know, because he wasn't getting paid doing City League. You know, we talked about maybe doing, you know, coaching a sports team, you know, like high school or something like that. But then it got to a point, I just told him, I said, hey guys, you know, and I asked his wife, I said, how is your husband? Like, how is Bob? You know, I was telling this wife, Holly, I was like, how is Bob when it's during baseball season? She's like, oh, he's a dream to live with. He's so much happier. He just loves his life. He's just, you know, on cloud nine. And I said, yeah, okay. Like, we could try to figure out how to quit this job, but you know, what's kind of cool is that this job actually funds his dream. And in fact, it even allows him the flexibility and time to live his dream. So instead of just trying to focus on quitting this job, what if we look at this job as a blessing? What if we look at this job as something that actually allows him to be free to do what he loves and not even worry about the money, just because it gets him to love his life. And they're like, that's a good idea. And they did. And you know what's cool? A few years later, the high school actually brought him on and hired him part-time as a coach. So eventually he did start making money at it, and he had a job that again was flexible and was able to do that. And that's the point, guys, that you know, you really got to think about this. Is you can't just focus on just getting to that goal of getting, you know, hitting that cash flow goal of financial independence, whether it's 10,000 a month, 20,000 a month, or whatever it might be. Or like I had a guy just this last week, it was 6,000 a month. That was it. I was like, cool. Like, that's awesome. I love it when somebody's like needs only 3,000 a month or 6,000 a month. Like, oh, that's a dream come true for me, you know, because it's so much easier to hit. I mean, now sometimes 10 or 20,000 can hit too, depending on how much money somebody has sitting around or, you know, it's in assets, but it's always fun. We can hit those, you know, easier goals, right? But you know, whatever that number is for you, so many people took all this focus to get there. That's what I did. I was putting all this focus on how can I retire by the time I'm 40? And then when it happened, I was 28, I was able to retire. And I thought, well, wait, I'm there now. Now what? What am I going to be when I grow up? And this is the kind of thing I want you guys to consider is what would your life look like? What would just absolutely fire you up where you have purpose each day? It might be money related. It may have nothing to do with money. It might be just changing to a different job. You know, I joke with people all the time that, you know, I might want to, you know, if I were to do something different than what I'm doing now, besides dancing or something like that, I might want to be a server at a restaurant, a nice restaurant, of course, you know, not like Chick-fil-A, you know, or McDonald's, not like that, right? But in like a server at a nice restaurant, just because I think it's just kind of fun to help people out, you know, and I would only do that part-time because, you know, I wouldn't want to do that kind of job full-time. That would be tough. You know, that would be really tough for sure. But that's the kind of thing. Like, it's like, what is that next thing for you? Because if you get defined on what that next step is, it's, I'll tell you, your goals, you'll start to notice that you'll start going faster towards your financial goals. Because you know what? You can have your Google Maps, your GPS out, but if you don't have a starting point, you don't know where you are, or two, you don't have a destination, you're just gonna drive around aimlessly. You might guess, you might point in the relative direction, but you're gonna meander there. What's awesome is when you have a very clear destination of where you're going, it's easy to say, here's the fastest route to get there. Here's how you do it. It's just like if you're in a room, you flip on the lights, you walk a lot faster through that room than if you do if it's pitch black, right? If it's pitch black, you're wondering if you're going to stub your toe. You're not sure if you're going the right direction. You're not even sure where you're going. When the lights are on, you can see it, the destination's there, and you go for it. And so, guys, that's what I'm challenging you to do. I'll tell you, for me, I'm here to live a full-time mission. You know, even though it might be like a part-time, you know, work life that I have here where I part-time consult and I part-time help with the life insurance and infinite banking stuff, you know, but ultimately, like, this is like my full-time mission. This is the thing that fires me up. You guys, you are the reason why I love waking up each day. Like, I love to teach. I love to be able to share what I've learned and be able to give it to you guys. And I appreciate you so much for allowing me that platform to do that. Now, granted, I'll be doing the platform anyways, even if there's none of you here. I know there's lots of you listening to this show and watching this show. That's the thing is that, you know, for me, like, it's about what kind of life do you have that has a life of purpose and meaning, you know, and what kind of legacy can you leave behind? And hey, it's not just here with you guys. Like, I got a family back there. Like, I've got, you know, people that are part of that mission too. You know, there's a legacy I have continuing through them with, between my wife and I, our two blended families, we got 8 kids, right? Like, that's a big part. By the way, that's where the rest of my hours go. If you want to know like how I'm working, you know, full-time or overtime, part-time here, full-time to overtime over there. So anyways, guys, appreciate you so much for joining us today. I want you to have a life of purpose, a life of meaning, a life of passion. You may not know the answer right away, but really think on this, because once you get clear on what that next step is beyond financial independence and financial freedom, that is when you'll actually achieve financial independence and freedom faster. Make it a wonderful and prosperous day. We'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.